Dwayne, and I'm going to Las Vegas next year. Sometime late spring, early summer of 2008, I'm going to Las Vegas. But this time when I go to Las Vegas, I'm not going unprepared, because last time I went, I was at a convention, and there was a rock show in town that I really wanted to see, and unfortunately, I didn't think far enough ahead to go ahead and buy tickets and, you know, have a look and see what was, who was playing or what would be there before I went on my trip, on my convention trip. So I missed out on a really cool show. And I was kicking myself in the butt for that, you know. So next time I go, I'm going to see what's playing. I'm going to do a little bit of research. And in the meantime, while I'm doing that research, I'm going to record some interviews that I'm going to be doing with people who work in hotel management. If I can get a hold of an entertainer or a celebrity, I'm going to do that. I know some people that live there, and I also know people that have visited there quite often. So I'm going to be talking to these people to find out what they like and disliked, and, you know, things to see and maybe even places to avoid about my next trip to Las Vegas. And you're welcome to come along. I'm inviting you, actually, to come along and listen to what I'm doing here. Because if you're going to Vegas, you might want to find out the same things that I want to find out. And that's why I made this website. It's actually a blog. And it's the name of the blog is LasVegasHotelAdvice.com. So why don't you have a look at it and pick up the book that I've had written. I actually hired a fella that lives in Henderson to write a book about things like the coupons you can get when you're there, how to get the comps if you're a gambler, like an upgrade to a, you know, better hotel room, things to see, places to go, things to do. There's lots of cool stuff there for families. There's all sorts of stuff there for even, you know, if you're getting married, where to go to, you know, the best places to go to plan a wedding, if you want to get a themed wedding or whatever. We're doing a lot of stuff like that in this little book that I'm having put together. And you can get that book on my site, LasVegasHotelAdvice.com. Just go there and any one of the main pages in there, it'll show you how to get that book. So go ahead and do that. And in the meantime, you'll want to listen to some of these recordings that I'm doing when I'm talking to people that work in the hotels and people that live there to find out, you know, some interesting stuff about Las Vegas. And it'll probably help you to plan what you want to do when you get there, like maybe what hotel you want to book and what entertainment you'd like to see. If you're taking your family, there's doing some research about what families would like to see, like the aquarium, the zoo, the roller coaster rides and things like that. Maybe you want to take a tour, I don't know. We're going to find out about tours and all sorts of stuff like that in Vegas. So come along for the trip. Listen to my audios and the podcasts, I should say, and have a look at my site. Anyway, I hope to be talking to you soon. Don't forget, it's LasVegasHotelAdvice.com.